This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry it's Lent, but I'll say it anyway.
Oh.
We're looking at the 15th chapter of St. Luke. And if you know the Bible, you know it's all about forgiveness. We're looking at the 11th verse, the 15th chapter of St. Luke. Now, then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to the father, Father, give me my share of the property that will belong to me. So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living, wine, women, and song. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. Oh, I tell you, are you in need today? Well, I tell you, there's an answer to being in need. That prodigal son was in need, and that need drew him to his father. I want to tell you, the need that you have can draw you to Jesus, or it can draw you to hell. That's real. That's absolutely real. I'm going to tell you, you know, people say to me, Father Tom deals with all needy people. And I think and say to them, everybody is needy. There's not one person that is not needy. We are all needy, and only Jesus can supply the grace in our neediness. Everyone is needy. Your mother is needy. Your father is needy. That's why they couldn't give you the perfect life. You are needy. Your brother is needy. Father Tom is needy. Anthony is needy. We're all needy. But where do we go with our neediness? That's the issue. This poor bum went to feed the pigs. He went to feed the pigs. I mean, he's a Jew. Jews don't have anything to do with pork. He's living in a pigsty. He told his father, I just want my money, and I want to go do what I want to do. Give me my inheritance. The father gave him his inheritance. And he spent it all in wine, women, and song. And then he reached the end of the money. And what did he do? He went and fed the pigs. It was the worst job for any Jewish person, feeding the pigs. I don't know if you've ever smelled a pigsty. On Route 93, many years ago, when we were driving from the north to the south, there was a pig farm, and you had to close the windows because it really stank. Imagine, this is a Jewish person. A pig is an unclean animal. You have to go feed the pigs. It was the worst job that anyone could ever have. Maybe you're feeding the pigs today. Maybe you've reached the point that you never thought you would reach. You know, some people have said to me, and I said at one time when I went to confession, I thought I could never do what I did. And you know what? The priest didn't respond. But in reality, I, in my own mind, thought that I could never do what I did. But there's forgiveness. There's the blood of the Lamb. There's the cross that Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. Maybe you committed the sin that you never thought you could commit. Well, welcome to the human race. We have an answer. Oh, not an answer, I'm sorry. We have the answer. And the answer is Jesus Christ, the Lord, who drew into his body on the cross. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women and children unto myself. You did not sin so much that you cannot be forgiven. I don't care if you're on your deathbed. If you ask for mercy, you'll be given it. Bishop Sheen tells a story of a man that he went to visit in the hospital. And the man said, "We can talk about baseball, but if you talk about God, I'll throw you out of the room." So Bishop Sheen started to talk about the Yankees. The man loved it. Then Bishop Sheen said, "I want to tell you a story about He couldn't even say the name Jesus. The man said, "Get out of here. I don't want to hear anything." And so he threw the man out. He threw Bishop Sheen out. But Bishop Sheen is a pastor, and guess what? He went back again to the man, and they talked about this, and they talked about that, and they talked about the other thing. But you know what? When Bishop Sheen started to talk about the kingdom of God, "Get out of here!" He threw him out. So what does Bishop Sheen do? He knows this is a lost man. "I'm going back." And he went back a third time. I don't know if it was 3 days in a row, but it was a third time. And you know what? The same thing happened. The next time Bishop Sheen went to the hospital, the nurse said he expired. He died. The bishop was so upset. He said, "Tell me, what did he say before he died?" "Lord, have mercy." And you know what? The man that wanted nothing to do with God received the mercy of God on his last breath. Don't wait for that time. Don't wait for the time when you're on your deathbed. It's time today to say, "Lord, have mercy on me." It's time today to come to the cross. It's time today to go to confession. It's time today. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Today is the day. The scripture says now is the time of salvation. Now. Now, not tomorrow, but now. And when God's grace is flowing, be like a thief, steal it and take it to yourself, because that forgiveness is what you need. That forgiveness is what I need. When God's grace is flowing from Calvary, steal it, take it, go to it. Give it to yourself. Take it from Jesus. You say, "But I've never been religious." Well, you know what? I've never been religious either, but I want to be faithful. There's a difference. You know, you can be religious and you could be playing Santeria, that's a pagan prayer that they do, and they say it in the name of Jesus. I'm not religious. I want to be faithful. Faithful today, and faithful to the end by the grace of God.
The only unforgivable sin is the sin we refuse to ask forgiveness for.
That's right.
The only unforgivable sin in this world is the sin that you refuse to ask God for forgiveness for. Jesus told Saint Faustina, "The greater the sinner, the greater right they have to my mercy." The greater the sinner, the greater right you have to God's mercy. Who loves much? Those who have been forgiven much. You know, if we have fallen into sin, it has humbled our heart and it has disposed us to receive a greater impartation of God's love when we come back to Him.
The good thief. He wasn't good at all. But we call him good. He became good after he was forgiven. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Don't wait until you are on your deathbed. Don't wait, because you might not have the grace then. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of your sins. You see, no one talks about sin anymore. But you know what? In 1888, when Don Bosco died, the whole thing was about coming to God and renouncing your sin. In 2025, when Father Tom and Anthony are here on the radio, it's time to talk about sin. It's real, and there's only one that can forgive through his blood that he shed on the cross. Don't wait till you're on your deathbed. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And sin just separates you from God. That is all hell is, eternal separation from God. But as we sin on this earth, we become separated from God. When we walk in the ways of God, we are protected by his holy angels. When we begin to sin, we leave God's protection and we open up portals for the demons to begin to afflict us and tempt us into greater and greater sin. But guess what God did? He gave us a sacrament that we can go to confession, confess our sin, be absolved. Every time I walk into confession, the weight of the world's on my shoulders. The devil's trying to keep me out of the confessional. But as I confess my sin and I am absolved by the priest, I can feel the demons begin to lose their power of oppression over me. I feel the lightness and the light of heaven come upon me. And when I walk out of the confessional, I am a new creation, not only by faith, but by experience in a tangible way. You don't believe it? You don't feel it's necessary? It's okay. Doesn't mean it's not true. Doesn't mean it's not true. When I first came to God, every day I went to confession, because every day I had patterns of sin and I would fall back into sin, and I would go in front of the Blessed Sacrament and I would pray the rosary and I would be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, as our Blessed Mother was. And the Holy Spirit would bring remembrance to me, all the sins I committed. And I would go into the confessional and I would confess and I would confess and I would confess. And I could feel all the hooks the devil has had in me my whole life being ripped out, ripped away. And if I fell into the same sin, well, back tomorrow, the priest's like, here comes Anthony. I say, well, you know, Father, you can't keep me out of the booth. I'm going back in. I'm going back because I need it. And not only were my sins forgiven, but the root of the sin, the wounds in my soul, that the trauma in my soul, which was driving my subconscious and driving my behavior, was being healed. Because not only was I being forgiven, but the light of Christ was being poured into me. Because the Bible says, whatever darkness we bring into the light, it becomes light. We are created to be transmuted and transformed into the light of Christ. Whatever darkness we bury within us, it grows. It grows. The devil wants you to keep your sin in secret. He wants you to live in shame. He wants you to live in condemnation. He wants you to live in fear. But as you confess your sins, bring it to the light. If you're not Catholic, you know, God has a perfect way of doing things, that we bring it to the priest who's vowed to silence, who works in persona Christi, that's Christ working through him, that by the power of the church, he's able to absolve you. But God will use any means necessary. Confess it to your friend. It's not the perfect way to do it, but as you bring your darkness into the light, no matter what, it becomes light and you become free. And the devil loses his power. The devil wants you to keep all of that in secret so it grows. But as you bring your sins into the light, it becomes light and you become free.
The confessional. I have in front of me a picture of Padre Pio. He would be in the confessional for hours and hours and hours and hours. He was no pushover either. He would tell people if they were really not repentant. He would tell people, you pig, turn to God and turn to Jesus.
Amen.
He had the ability, and the person knew they were hiding from God. Padre Pio had lines and lines and lines and lines of people for confession. And you say, I'm not going to confess my sin to another man.
Right.
Then go to the 20th chapter of St. John and read what Jesus said to the apostles. Whose sins you forgive will be forgiven. Whose sins you retain will be retained. Go tell Jesus he made a mistake. Go tell him he made a mistake. I'm not going to any man. Well, I'm going to tell you, I am. Because I'm a sinner. I'm waiting for Father Sebastian to come home from India so I can make a good confession. I'm waiting. Oh, yes, have I sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All means all, not some. One person said to me, Father, I don't sin. I said to her, let's read what St. John says. Those people who say, I have no sin, are saying lies because they don't know their sin, but they're lying to themselves. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there's a remedy for sin. The blood of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus. No one that you is too far gone. Nope. Somebody says, I am. No, no, no. No one is too far gone. Only the one that turns their back on the Lord Jesus Christ before their death.
The only sin that can't be forgiven is a sin that you refuse to ask God for forgiveness for. And if you ask God, keep it between you and him to forgive you, that is a good start. But guess what? Until you bring that darkness to light, it's going to stay in you. The effects of that sin, when you keep it buried, that shame and that condemnation that sin and that power of the sin that it has in you, you ask God to forgive you, but you keep it buried. That shame can't be released from you. If you bring that sin to the light and you confess it to a priest or another person, it becomes light. It becomes light. See, Jesus wants you to become all light. The greatest evil in this world is not sin. It's a denial of sin. It's a denial of sin, because any sin can be forgiven. But we got to understand that we're not God, so we don't get to define what sin is. God makes it very clear in his word, through the commandment, and mostly through the church of Jesus Christ. That's why we're not God, so we don't get to define what sin is. We're not God. God is love, so we don't get to define what love is. God created love. God defines what love is. The Luciferian position is putting ourselves in the position of God to say, I'm going to say what is sin, what is not sin. I'm going to determine what is right, what is wrong. I'm going to make myself God. I know what God wants. Because we make up a fake Jesus. That's what we do. There's so many people, they follow Jesus, but they don't have the wisdom that they're following the right Jesus. Jesus loves everyone. He forgives everyone. Amen. Jesus loves the person, but he hates the sin. We need to come to God. We need to come under spiritual authority of the church so that we know what is truth, what is of God, what is lies. The truth will set us free. Freedom comes through knowing the truth. People came to Padre Pio, even though he was hard on them, because Padre Pio spoke the truth. Padre Pio wasn't operating in the realm of emotions, that he wants to make people emotionally okay. He was speaking the truth to their heart, and the truth cuts. See, I don't want to speak to your emotions and butter you up. I want to speak the truth in love. Can you speak the truth in love to someone? Because only speaking the truth in love, as the Bible tells us to do, is what sets people free. It cuts to the heart. I don't want to make someone feel okay so that they live in sin. I don't want to feel okay so that I live in my sin and think it's okay. I want to be told the truth in love. Here's the truth in love. You need to confess your sins to another human. God's best is to the priest, so that you can be set free by the living God.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained.
And we're not talking about salvation. We're not talking about going to heaven. We're talking about walking in the fullness of what God created you to walk in. Walking in the freedom of God on this side of heaven. See, God wants you to be the full expression upon this earth of what Jesus created you to be.
That's you. And you've got to get rid of your pride. It's been so long. I don't know my sins. Well, you know what? It's time.
The Holy Spirit will tell you.
Yes, the Holy Spirit will tell you. And, you know, people have come to me and said, I don't know my sins. I said, well, let's talk about it. Have you looked at other things and disregarded God? Yes. I said, well, you sinned against the first commandment. You sinned against making other things God and not God God.
Tell them what you did Saturday night, Father.
Saturday night, there was a retreat going on for teenagers with Father Matt. And what did I do on Saturday night? I heard the children's confessions. And you know what? These kids knew their sins. They were not hiding them. They knew what they did. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to tell anyone what I really did. I'll kind of make it softer.
Yeah, no one does.
But you know what? God comes and he heals, he forgives, and he remits sin.
How did the kids look after they came out of
the confession? They were smiling. Things have happened that only God can do. And I know people that aren't Catholic say, you don't have to go to the priest. Well, you don't have to go to the priest, but I tell you, going to the priest, I tell you, there have been times that I've gone to confession, and before I entered into the sacrament, I was tied up with guilt and torment. After I confessed my sin and took it into the light, I was free.
Oh!
I left the confessional, free as a bird. Free. People say, I'm not going to go to another man. Jesus said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been years, maybe 42 years, since my last confession, and these are my sins. And I would say, welcome back. Welcome back. God has a plan for you. God drew you here. Welcome back. He loves you. He drew you here. He wants things for you that you never could imagine. I am so glad you said this. You've made my day.
So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the ocean of mercy, the ocean of love, the ocean of your grace begin to wash over everyone listening. May you begin to touch people's hearts, bring them in a place of submission and humility to you, knowing that everything you are calling them to do, they have the grace to do it. And you want them to confess their sins so you can set them free and they can begin to live in the ocean of your love.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.